And now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
It wasn't quite the trip to the Folklife Festival that Erica and her friend was hoping for. They hopped the Bainbridge Ferry to see sights in Seattle, have a great day, take in some music, some sights. And as they were heading back to the Coleman Dock that night, they were mugged. Erica believes that it very well could have been a homeless person because she said, "I need this more than you." Erica says she was really angry. She was upset. She'd never been in that situation before where she was mugged or someone had taken something from her unexpectedly. But she said she didn't stay angry for long. She's decided to turn her hardship into help for the homeless. She has gone around to her community and collected toiletries and socks and all the things that someone on the street that is needy and desperate may need.
In Native American community, we were always taught to give back.
So she's filling her car to the brim and is heading to three local shelters to bless them. Ironically, one of those shelters was the very place that her dad found himself in after the Navy.
He just struggled. He had a problem, and he ended up at Union Gospel Mission for a couple years.
What a blessing. Angela says she understands the need, and she wishes she could do more. Oh man, you are doing enough, Angela. What a beautiful heart to turn something that was difficult and hard that she went through into hope for others.